Good morning and welcome to our service of morning prayer this Sunday, 27th of September. My name is Simon McDowell and I'm one of the church wardens here at our parish of St Giles and St Andrews. Please do look at the service sheet that you should find on the website alongside this podcast and do join in using the words in bold. At the end of the service sheet, there's going deeper and further details as well. Please do use those resources and do check back on our website for future podcasts and other details about our services in our churches, which are also starting up. We start with an opening hymn, which is sung by Lindsay Mackey, who helps our worship team at St Andrews on occasion, and it's How Great Thou Art. Do please join in with the words on the service sheet if you'd like to.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. I wonder and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. His Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. How great. Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
So we're going to start our service with a prayer of preparation as we draw near to God. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world and seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." So let us turn away from our sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith, and we say together, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have wandered and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things that we ought to have done, and we have done those things that we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But you, O Lord, have mercy upon us sinners. Spare those who confess their faults. Restore those who are penitent, according to your promises declared to mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may live a disciplined, righteous and godly life, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Another hymn now, sung for us by the Westgate Baptist Church in Newcastle-upon-Tyne, and it's When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
Thank you.
Our psalm this morning is Psalm 25, verses 1 to 9. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come upon those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Saviour, and my hope in you is all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Today's scripture reading is read for us by Pam Blewett.
Good morning, everyone. Today's reading is from Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing, by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And our next hymn is At the Name of Jesus by BBC Songs of Praise.
Oh,
Hegarty is opening God's word for us today.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me my voice to speak out your word. We wait on you to open our hearts and minds to receive the great things that you long to give us on those who wait for you. Thank you, Father, that when we live in your presence and rejoice in your love, you let us rest in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. I have read this passage on imitating Christ's humility over and over and over again. And what comes to my mind is stillness and contemplation. We wait upon him. We do not speak because our words may become a way of avoiding God instead of meeting him. Contemplation means being aware of God's personal presence, listening to him in silence, and recognizing his nearness and give him priority as we accept that he is beyond our understanding of our mind. Contemplation is to open our whole personality to God so that he can take possession of our emotions, our thinking, and our will. John Milton said, "Wisdom's best nurse is contemplation. The Lord knows our needs even before we speak it out in prayer. We all need time for silence, to reflect and to pray. I prefer the morning for prayer. That time sets me up for the whole day. For me, the Lord comes first before anything. But however we pray, it's definitely an investment. Contemplation isn't inward thinking and being concerned with our own needs, but listening for serving him. We enter into profound harmony with our Creator, an immense peace. As we wait on him, we grow in faith. God prepares us for witness and service in the world and our everyday life." Psalm 5:3. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. Prayer time, however we do it, isn't it a beautiful time? When in his presence, he knows our very thoughts. As Mother Teresa said, God is the friend of silence. We need to listen to God because it's not what we say, but what he says to us that matters. Prayer feeds the soul and brings you closer to God. Verse 2 says, "Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose." Becoming God's friend is the only thing worthy of honour and desire of the Most High. The perfection of life when we acquire the habit of contemplation prayer, made with the eye of humility and with simplicity of heart. When we turn ourselves entirely to his presence, he holds your inward sight. I talk to him throughout the day. He is the gracious friend that is always with you. Teacher, counsellor, and most gracious friend. The driving force of true contemplation is love. We come before God in love. We express our love to him, for he is love. We come to him in humility and poverty of spirit. In all this, we clothe ourselves with love. We open our hearts to his divine love. This same love flows out through us to others. What a role model we have. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together and remain forever, our example to follow. For us to be true disciples, our mind must be convinced of such a life. That explains why that great section of scripture describing Christ's willingness to take upon himself the form of a servant, beginning with the words, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." This is how he wants us to think, our example to follow. How Christ-like are we? Quite impossible sometimes, because we aren't perfect, but he is. How can we ever begin to think that it might be possible to live the way Paul indicates here, thinking the same, loving each other completely, regarding everyone else and their opinions as superior to us? Imagine going to lunch with a friend who invites quite well-known public figures. As he said the grace at the start of the meal, he also said, very firmly, "Remember, the most interesting person in the room is the one you're sitting next to." Multiply that a bit into congregation and you'll get somewhere near what Paul is saying. This can, of course, seem impossible unless we keep our eye fixed the whole time on the person at the centre of it all, Messiah Jesus. But doesn't this bring us back to our childhood? think of others before ourselves. Share what you've been given. It should go hand in hand with what Paul is saying. It's about humbling oneself and getting on with what Jesus instilled in his disciples, character traits of humility and unique teaching. The Lord chose his disciples that they would be always with him and near him, so that they would have the power to teach others the art of following Jesus. So through prayer, our Lord Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, will teach us after his own likeness, when we listen and wait on him. Never was there a teacher who took so much trouble with his pupils as Jesus Christ does with us. No time will be too precious or too long for him. In the love which brought him to the cross, he will make us fit for holy service. Verse 8, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Here we see self-abasement to the lowest place which could be found under the burden of our sin. Obedience to the utmost to all the will of God. Self-sacrifice to death on the cross. Holy perfection of his person and work. Therefore God so greatly exalted him. These made him to be the Lamb as it has been slain, standing in the midst of the throne. All that Christ was, he was for us and desires to become in us. The desire to manifest his likeness in us. Paul writes the words, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." The fellowship of the cross is an unspeakable blessed privilege, which the Holy Spirit himself will make ours according to the promise. What has come to my mind is the Beatitudes. Jesus went up to the mountain. After he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. Our Saviour has stated very clearly those qualities that lead to a different lifestyle which pleases him. Inner happiness brings great satisfaction and peace. True servants are like their Lord, compassionate. Matthew 11:28-29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. Serving others is one of the most Christ-like attitudes we can have. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, sent out to live and work to his praise and glory in daily life. To pray, grow, connect and live. But so generously, do it all for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Pat. So do stand if you'd like to, but we're going to affirm our faith in the words of the Creed. Do say along the words in bold. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our prayers are prepared and read for us today by Richard Beckinsale.
At the end of each section, when I say, "In you, O Lord," please respond, "Do we put our trust?" So, in the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promise through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear us when we pray in faith. We pray for the Church. We beseech you, O Lord, to enlighten our minds and to strengthen our wills, that we may know what we ought to do and be enabled to do it, through the grace of your most Holy Spirit. and for the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. We pray for the coming Alpha Course and for those attending from home. We pray for our bishops, priests, and members of this church here in Stoke Poges, and particularly for Natasha and her family. For in you, O Lord, do we put our trust. We pray for the world. Dear Father God, we pray that the current leaders of the nations in your world reflect on their responsibilities as leaders and caretakers of your creation, and progress towards a peaceful resolution of their differences, and continue to work to control COVID-19. We continue to pray for our members of Parliament, that they become of one mind and start to accomplish what the people of this country asked them to do as they continue to resolve the issues regarding Brexit. We pray for the Nepal Leprosy Trust as they continue the work they do. And we ask, Lord, that your grace and peace flows down on all affected in these troubled times. In you, O Lord, do we put our trust. We pray for our community. We thank you, Lord, for the growing communion between the village and the church, and ask for your support as we grow the place of your church here. We pray for the schools who have welcomed back the children of our village. May they stay safe and well. And we pray for our local shops and for the delivery men who continue to bring us food and goods that we need to help us stay safe. For in you, O Lord, do we put our trust. We pray for those in special need. Father, we think of those who live alone, those with no one to share their hopes and their fears, their worries and their concerns, their smiles and their tears. We pray for all those who have lost their jobs and for others whose future is uncertain. In our hearts and minds, we hold before you those others known to us personally and pray for all who need your healing touch. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles and bring them the joy of your salvation. In you, O Lord, do we put our trust. We remember those who have died and pray for the bereaved. For us and all those who mourn the passing of a dear one, give them the peace that passes all understanding. Their passing will not be forgotten. Their memories will be with us forever. So remembering all who've gone before us in faith and in communion with all the saints, we commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God. In you, O Lord, do we put our trust. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Richard. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sin, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Collect, the special prayer for the church today, the 16th Sunday after Trinity. O Lord, we beseech you mercifully to hear the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may both perceive and know what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to fulfil them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our final hymn is another Songs of Praise hymn. All my hope on God is founded. So before I depart, thank you very much for listening into this podcast. Please do use the service sheet and the other resources that we have to go deeper. And please also, if you are interested in taking this further, look up the Alpha course that's just starting. The details are on our website. And let me depart with a blessing. Grant, we beseech you, merciful Lord, to your faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you sometime in our churches, or please do listen in to our next podcasts.